Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Downright Happy Podcast with me, Will Foster. If you're new, this is a really cool space where we talk about finding joy and motivation in your everyday life. Or if you're a returning listener, welcome back. You already know the deal. You already know the sitch and you know how we roll. So it's episode 8. Grab that drink, grab that snack, because we're going to be diving into some topics that I myself find uncomfortable, but something that I've been really trying to research and think about so that I could talk about it in a way that I felt was a helpful learning tool for me, and I hope that it comes across that way to you guys. And as always, not only with this podcast, but with any of the others, if you have any constructive criticism or comments or concerns, I love to be corrected or to learn from other people presenting different angles or different sides. And so, like today, talking about race and current events and privilege and those kind of things, it is uncomfortable, but I really want to lean into my discomfort and learn through that, not just run away from it. So with that being said, you can always email me or DM me directly on Instagram at Downright Happy Podcast, and I will make sure to read and give a thoughtful response to you. In today's episode, I want to talk about some things that I've been processing and learning from seeing all these current events that are going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement and protests and COVID being lifted and political tensions rising. And I'm sure you all are plugged into the news and know about what's going on. This isn't a news podcast. This is just we're all figuring out life and we're sharing it with each other. And that's such a beautiful thing. But the first thing that I have been really trying to do is leaning into my discomfort. And by this, I mean so many times in my life, I steer away from things that make me feel icky, of whether it's stuff in the news or it's people who call out my bad behavior. And I realize that to grow and to change, I need to lean into that. The same concept of leaning in to listen, lean in to the discomfort so that you can understand more fully why does it make you uncomfortable. Being over these past couple weeks, seeing so many amazing people do a lot of emotional labor and produce really thought-provoking content that calls out a bunch of behaviors, I stepped back for a little bit because I social media was getting really, really intense. But then plugging myself back in a healthy mindset, in a healthy way, to say, no, why does this make me uncomfortable? And then dealing with that bit by bit. And by no means, like, this is truly the tip of the iceberg for me. But this is one of the first times where I feel like I have a game plan for, okay, I want to learn. I want to be made uncomfortable and I want to grow from this. And so that's realizing and, you know, looking at the script of my life and going through with a highlighter and saying, okay, here, kid, what the hell was this? We don't do this. This isn't cool. And this could be This is an unhealthy or hurtful behavior, and this needs to change. And it's bit by bit. And you know, that starts with us. It's easy to look at a lot of society, especially through the, you know, mass media lens, and think how broken and far apart and different we are. And while part of the beauty of America is how different we are, we all are very similar in a lot of ways. And that segues really nicely into the second tool that I've been learning more about, is that education about these types of things is a lifelong pursuit. It's the same with weight loss or even weight gain. It's bit by bit. It doesn't happen overnight. It could be that one evening you read a lot of literature and watch, you know, the recommended movies on Netflix, and that's a great starting off point. but that's also just a starting off point, and that's just an evening. This is a lifelong pursuit of educating yourself on how to be a more aware human. And one of the first lessons in education that I would implore you all to really grab onto is that people all have different experiences. And I know that's so basic to say, but that's something that I really have been coming back to a lot, is that you can't discredit somebody else because their experience is not similar to yours. You can stand strong in your experience of that there is truly nothing wrong with being a white American, just like there's nothing wrong with being a Black American. But you have to understand your position, be comfortable with it, but don't view everything specifically from that. You have to understand that there are tons of different lenses, and just because they're different doesn't mean it's wrong. And I know this is like kindergarten of activism in a way, and or maybe this is self-activism. And that really, that's something also which is point number three that I've been thinking about so much, of that I have been seeing so many different people in my inner friend circle, outer friend circle, and you know how it ripples out, of all advocating for themselves and for others in lots of powerful and beautiful and meaningful ways, and none of them look the same. I am so proud of my friends who went to the protests, and also I'm so proud of my friends who did research and shared resources, and I'm so proud of my friends who I've had really beautiful, sometimes tough conversations about my own behavior or their behavior or how to move forward or how to be more aware. And that's another tool, same with the lifelong thing, of really find your stride with advocacy. Still can't say that word. Find your style and your stride with being an advocate, and it starts with yourself. Advocate for yourself, and then also learn how you can advocate from others. And you know, these all build on each other, of you have to know your lens, know your place, understand your privilege, understand that at what level of education or what part of the journey of awareness you're in, and then understand what you can do in that moment. And that's something my parents have said to me and friends have said to me, and I repeat to myself often, is that you can only do the best that you can with the resources and knowledge that you have in that moment, and learn from it. Along with this, so many times being an advocate for yourself and for others is the use of language. And I think one of the reasons that a little before Blackout Tuesday that happened earlier this month, I sat down to write an episode about this, and what, like, how could I possibly even approach topics like this, because I feel so out of my league here. I feel so over my head in deep water, but it's stuff that's important to me, and I want to know and I want to learn. And so I'm so far from perfect, and I get really nervous of my words and of, am I saying them correctly? Am I going to offend or hurt other people by them? Because that is the last thing that I want to do. But something that I really, really enjoy is the whole theory of emotion, thought, then action. And it's not always something that comes naturally to people. A lot of times we are just conditioned to have an emotion, have an action, and then have a thought. But slowly reworking yourself into having an emotion, having the thoughts, then having the action. And so in terms of Black Lives Matter, seeing these injustices happen to people and having these strong emotions of that's horrible, that's wrong, like this can't be happening, and then jumping to actions where, and in my case, my action was and is now using a platform that I have, which is the Downright Happy podcast, which is about finding joy and motivation in your everyday life. Well, hello, joy and motivation is rooted in loving your life. But how can you love your life if you see your neighbors or yourself or your brother suffering? Sorry, that ain't it. It's not what we do here. Understanding and thinking through of how best can I use my voice? How best can I use my platform? And so taking a couple weeks of trying to read and research and listen and watch and discuss things so that I could scratch the surface of how do I even talk about these things? How do I bring them up, even in daily life, not just on a pre-recorded podcast that then somebody can play on Spotify, which is amazing, and I love that that's available, but also how can I be equipped to have these conversations in real life, where, to be honest, a lot of the times when I'm feeling super uncomfortable or shaky about something, my voice shakes, or I cry, or I get angry because it's a lot of emotion. And so I'm trying to rewrite emotion, thought, then action, so that my action can be more composed. It can hopefully be more effective. And that's something too with learning when it's appropriate to step back. Just like with a running plan, of running plans that are built for long-term success, you're not running every day. You're running maybe 3 times a week, and you have rest days in between. And so with learning about topics that are potentially upsetting or are really meaty that you have to really do a lot of diving deep and self-work, go hard. Go hard, just like you would with training. Go hard and then back up and make sure that you're okay and make sure that you're not losing your footing, you're not losing your ground, and then rest up and dive right back into it. And this can be applied to so many things in life, but especially with educating yourself about stuff that is challenging. And as a white person trying to learn about race, it's always been something where it just has been uncomfortable. But why is it uncomfortable? Like, that has been, and I don't have an answer for that. I wish I did. But acknowledging first and foremost that for myself of like, wow, I'm uncomfortable with this. Okay, well then pick your head up and fucking change that, because that's not how we're going to live our life. That's not how any of us should live our life. So to kind of package that up in some key takeaways of think ETA, emotion, thought, action. It'll make your actions better. It'll streamline your thoughts, and it'll help you use, like, we have these beautiful, strong, powerful emotions for a reason. Don't let that go to waste. Let that be really potent actions. But that also takes some deep thought in between the emotion and the action. And also, I love the analogy of fish tanks and filters for emotional filters. Of, it can be really challenging. Of, we all spend a lot of time on social media, and sometimes seeing brutality and violence and hatred and sides going against each other all the time, they can really gunk up sensitivity filters, basically. Or like, they can, just like fish tank filters get all gunked up, our sensitivity filters can get super gunked up. So find ways to clean those filters so that you're not desensitized to seeing stuff. As uncomfortable as it is, why would we dull ourselves to seeing other people hurt? I want us to be the generation that looks out for each other, that truly cares and loves for your neighbor. And every person has different ways of cleaning their filters, replacing their filters, but I encourage you to find yours in whatever form of self-care that you need to, and build that into your daily or weekly routine so that you can stay fresh and you can keep fighting honestly, for the rest of your life, because the good fight never, ever stops. And lean into your discomfort, because the other side of that is growth, and growth is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you all so much for listening, and I hope that you found some tiny little nugget of value in here somewhere. I know sometimes my words are not the most composed, especially when I'm talking about things that are a little bit more shaky, but I do deeply care about this, and I hope you know that my heart hurts for the Black community and for communities out there that are suffering. And down in the description, I've linked some resources that I have found very helpful if you are looking for more resources. And also, there are so many amazing resources online right now for all different types of things. So please, please, please don't stop educating yourself. This isn't just a trend. This isn't just a movement. We are put in this earth to love ourselves and love others hard. And sometimes a great foundation for loving is education. So do your part and stay happy.